Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Chip Tam and football. That's what Pittsburgh does. What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Brian Batko here with you, as always, from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, one of our Steelers beat writers, and we always like to try to get good guests for this show, and this one might be our best yet. He needs no introduction. Troy Polamalu will be joining us today to bring to light a community event that he's promoting here in the next couple months. It's coming up in May in Pittsburgh. That should be on your radar. He'll tell you about the Resilience Bowl, which is, you know, going to be an event from the Neighborhood Resilience Project. So it's Troy. He's always doing some good in the community, but we'll also get into some current state of the Steelers, some fun memories with him on this show, which is of course always brought to you by Pella. No better place to get new windows and doors installed in your home than Pella, who can help you save on your energy costs year round. Schedule a free in-home consultation with your local Pella windows and doors to find the right product for your home and budget. Give them a call at 866-593-1560 to discuss your project further. That's 866-593-1560 to get started planning your new windows and doors installation with Pella Windows and Doors of Pittsburgh. So, yeah, without further ado, let's get it right into it. A fun chat with Troy Polamalu. Hope you enjoy. So now we are with Troy Polamalu, former Steelers safety, Hall of Famer, all around great. In this neck of the woods. Thanks for doing this, Troy. You're in our digital studio here, not in person, but set the stage for us. Tell us about what brings you in today. Obviously, no surprise, it's something that includes your wife, Theodora, and you doing good in the world. So let us hear about your partnership with the Neighborhood Resilience Project and the Resilience Bowl coming up May 21st right here in Pittsburgh at Acrisure Stadium.
Well, thank you so much for having me on, and I really and sincerely appreciate it, and obviously so does Theodora. Yeah, we've been a part of the Neighborhood Resiliency Project for quite a while now, and it's quite an amazing organization. It's there in the Hill District. It's the institute there in the Hill District. I think everybody in Pittsburgh and even around the country and around the world know the brilliant minds that have come out of that community. As well as, unfortunately, you know, a lot of trauma has come out of it. But I think what we actually have on May 21st is a celebration of what the community actually has done and what they've organized. They've organized the country's very first community-led health clinic, a free health clinic. So obviously having, you know, something like the Neighborhood Resiliency Institute during a time like COVID was incredible. They have backpack programs. So it's really an incredible organization that's actually led by the community themselves. And I think this is just such a beautiful way to heal trauma. And there's a lot of organizations that have ideas about how to heal trauma. I think the beautiful thing about what this program is about is the community members themselves decide what they want and what they need. And then they use collaboration of, you know, all the incredible organizations like UPMC or Pitt or Carnegie Mellon or Giant Eagle and all these different the police department to really help collaborate and how they heal the community internally. And as you know, the Hill District is also very different from North Hills or Wilkinsburg or South Hills and all these different communities. And I think what's cool about the celebration is that it's a model that can be emulated. in all these different communities. It's been successful in Hawaii, which is a very different community. It's been successful in Columbus, Ohio as well. So for us especially, it's an organization that was started in the Hill District by the community in the Hill District. And you know, what we have is a 7-on-7 tournament, a celebrity style tournament, you know, for really a celebration of what the Hill District has done. We look forward to the celebration. We look forward to sharing what the Neighborhood Resilience Institute has done for its community.
So you're going to be back in town here for it in May. And yeah, you mentioned it there. Started training already. Yeah. Are you going to be playing defensive back, or are you going to be showing what you can do at quarterback, Troy? This is your chance to shine.
Listen, I've always wanted to be a running back. Everybody knows that. So I'll be going both ways for sure.
Who can you tell us? Do you have any commitments yet? Have you been recruiting for, you know, the Resilience Bowl in this flag football event with obviously you mentioned it going to be a lot of celebrities helping out. And clearly when you come back to Pittsburgh, I'm sure a lot of people are willing and able to lend their time for an event like this.
Yeah, thank you.
Are there any commitments that you've got already in the
Well, the most important one is my partner in crime, Ryan.
Okay.
So of course we have some Hall of Fame football players that are coming back and just a lot of support from our sports community and local, you know, local celebrities and whatnot. So it's just really more about the celebration of what the Neighborhood Resilience Project has done and all the people that really want to come out. It's an opportunity to play on Acrisure Stadium, I think, which is really hallowed ground in the NFL and in football. So it's a really great opportunity for everybody to come together.
Yeah, it seems like it's going to be a cool event that way. And I know, naturally you're very busy with family and just life out in California, but have you been starting to make more trips back this way lately? I know you said in 21 when you were here at the Seattle game, I think it was, for the Hall of Fame night, that it had been a few years since you were back in town.
You know, we actually caught a couple games this last year, so it was really nice to go back to Pittsburgh, live there longer. I've lived anywhere, so I it's definitely still home to me and to where my children have been born. So I really enjoy going back now. It's a very different perspective, but it's also difficult. Our children are in, you know, we're in the thick of it with our younger son Ephraim in middle school and our older son Paisos, just a freshman. So we're really enjoying this time with our kids right now.
Are they involved in football or any other sports at this point out there on the West Coast?
Yeah, we do our best to keep them busy. There's a lot of things out here that, you know, can keep people busy, which we're grateful for. And like any other parent out there, we try to balance, you know, the different trying to keep them off electronics, trying to keep them on sport, trying to keep them active and all these sort of things. So we've got our little ways of trying to do that, and we definitely keep them busy playing sports.
When you're out at a practice or anything, do you find the other parents ever looking at you and sort of whispering to each other about, maybe who Ephraim's dad is or anything like that over there on the side?
You know, I to be honest, I feel like the world's greatest fan. I try my best to just sit there and get all my snacks, my nice little cushion seat, and just really try to enjoy the game as much as I can.
Really? You aren't barking instructions? That's hard to believe, knowing how abrasive you are, Troy.
I've exhibited the worst of every sports parent. And so, you know, I've suffered temptation at every level for sure. And the beautiful thing is, you know, part of that of the Pittsburgh community knows that about me.
<That's>
so
great.
I've definitely been on the soccer sidelines, you know, roughing with some parents. But anyway, yeah, I'm very competitive. My children are also as well. But I enjoy watching. Even when living in Pittsburgh, we'd go to all the football games. There's the NA playing, Pine Richland, whether basketball games, any of these games. We really love to go to watch youth sports.
Yeah, for sure. So are you going to be going all out in the Resilience Bowl flag football-wise? Are you going to see any Troy Polamalu leaps over the line or dive for flags or what?
Listen, after watching that Cam Newton video, man, I don't know what to expect.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe later
I might be getting tried out there. So that's what I'm saying. As soon as I saw that, I was like, uh-oh, I better start training.
Yeah. You never know who's lurking at the 7-on-7 events these days. But well, one, you know, while we're on the topic, giving to the community and doing that, whether current or former, obviously one active one, who I know was really happy you've come back to some games recently and, you know, misses having you around is Cam Hayward. He just took home the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award from the NFL for all of his good work off the field. What can you say about Cam as a guy who your generation of Steelers kind of helped raise up as a rookie for the 4 years you spent with him in the black and gold? And obviously didn't just raise him as a player who's a grizzled vet now, but also somebody who found value and kind of understood, you know, what it means to get back away from football.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
You know, I had no other influence on Cam than any other predecessor to me. You know, Cam is been a Steeler to the bone. He's, you know, he's created his own legacy within himself. You know, I just think that sometimes, you know, leaders set a standard of what it's like. You know, Jerome was kind of like that influence to me, or he was that influence to me.
Another former Walter Payton winner here.
Yeah, so for Cam, you know, sometimes some players just have that personality, and he's just a joy to be around. He's a great person, and he's a great football player. And it's great that he's been part of, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers for so long, and you know, God willing, we'll be able to retire there. And I think he's the only teammate that I have left that's still playing. So I love Cam. I still talk with him all the time.
That's awesome. He's the only teammate you have left, but you were also mentioning a little earlier about going to youth sporting events, North Allegheny specifically. Does it age you all that Joey Porter Jr. is probably the Steelers' best cornerback these days, and we go into the 2024 season and Porter is out there on the back of a black and gold jersey?
Oh man, it's awesome. It's really awesome. It's funny because Joey was using my address for it to make sure he went to
There's always ways to work with
So yeah, it does come full circle. It's a small world. You know, we got to make sure he stayed in Pittsburgh, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's awesome to see, you know, see that come full circle. I'm so happy for Joey, this entire family. I know everybody in the whole community, as much as I am, happy for him. And we're all here as support, as an uncle to him, as a older brother in a way to, you know, as a Steeler. So I'm so happy for his success.
For sure. And it's draft season these days in the NFL. You've worked or trained with a couple young safeties from USC in these last few draft classes, right? Obviously your nephew, Isaiah, who's with the Raiders. And I think the one Hufanga from the 49ers, who everybody always seems to say plays a lot like you with the hair flowing out of the helmet and patrolling on the back end there. Has that been kind of rewarding or fun for you to give back to the game in that way?
Yeah, it's absolutely, yeah, for sure. You know, these, it's really nice to share just knowledge and be able to help out, you know, other players, especially when they're really thirsty for it. And and they really want to implement it in their, you know, in their lives. Talanoa and both Isaiah, you both played at USC and had opportunity to train both of them. They're obviously incredible athletes. So anybody that you know that trains any of those incredible athletes can't really take too much credit for themselves. They're very driven. They're disciplined. It's no secret why they're in the NFL.
That's cool. And you know, as far as these current Steelers, Troy, I mean, to borrow from your fantastic Hall of Fame speech, TJ Watt, he could have played with you guys, right? I'm guessing from basically everything you've seen and witnessed from him from afar.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but first, I think it's important to say I'm not a stakeholder in this. Like I'm, right. I'm just proud to be a member on this team. You know, so I mean, TJ's incredible. You know, Nika's incredible. Cam, you know, these guys are generational players. I forgive me if I'm missing anybody out there, but I know there's a lot.
It's interesting to me. I know you said a couple years ago, when before you got inducted into the Hall of Fame, that, you know, with your kids and everything you're doing, you don't pay super close attention to it. You get in the group chats with Ryan and Ike, and they kind of keep you abreast of people. But just so you know, your name does, as somebody who's in the locker room as a beat writer, your name is often thrown out there by current players as when they're asked, hey, who would, if there's a former Steeler you wish you could have shared the field with? I know Najee Harris, Jalen Warren, Minka, all those guys still bring your name up right off the top. So you're very much on the tip of their tongue these days.
Well, I definitely appreciate that, but I would absolutely feel the same way about them. I don't know about Cam. I had my time with him, and you know, I definitely don't want to relive that one.
It must be so fascinating to see the dynamic that he had when he was, you know, the young buck, the first round pick with you guys, and now he's the 34-year-old. I think the way he said, Tomlin puts it, is he's now the guy with car seats in the back seat of his car, and he's trying to impart, you know, the Steelers traditions onto the younger group. But I guess that's kind of what it's always been built on here, and that's sort of the standard that Cam upholds, and then it'll be on TJ and Minka and so on and so forth, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It is. It does carry on, and I think what's really important is it carries on through the defense. You know, there's just a certain mentality I think that the defense has, in particular a Steeler player that plays defense.
And you know, speaking of you know, the defensive side of the ball right now and the Steelers, you know, I guess I'll leave you with this, Troy. Just, we've talked about all the change, you know, kind of over the last few years with the Steelers, Ben retiring, Kevin Colbert retiring, Omar Khan stepping up as GM. Is it strange at all for you to watch? Is it kind of exciting to watch, you know, from where your perspective now, all this to happen? Or will the big one maybe just kind of be when Mike Tomlin, you know, is no longer the head coach here? I guess it's just kind of the inevitable march of time, right? But is it strange to see from somebody who was here for so long and part of so much, all these natural but still jarring changes, I guess, when they happen?
You know, I don't know if I see it too much as a jarring change, or any sort of jarring change that really needs to happen. You know, I almost want to say it's almost like a change of ownership in a sense. Like it seemed seamless from us as a player, or from us as a community. And I think in a lot of ways, like even internally now as a player, when I saw the transition from Tomlin, from Cowher to Tomlin, the level of expectation and culture of our locker room never changed. So, you know, I don't, and then as you were just kind of, you know, remarking to earlier about, you know, Cam, TJ, Minka kind of holding the line of about, you know, what it takes to have a certain, embody a certain ethos of what it really takes to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, and to hold the line of what it takes is really founded in that locker room. So I think that's what's really important is that's never lost. And I know you can have certain coaches that come in and really can can shake up a locker room by bringing in new players or taking away whatever the case is.
Sure.
So I think that's one thing that I really liked about that transition from Coach Tomlin to Coward to Tomlin, and even from any position coach that I was coached by. You know, it didn't matter if he came from a different one, it still had to reach whatever the Steelers standard was. And to me, that's why I really appreciate what Coach Tomlin says when he always says the standard is the standard. And everybody's got to really hold up to that. And it's important that you have stakeholders that are willing to hold the line, like TJ, who's a Hall of Fame caliber player. That has a great voice in that locker room.
Absolutely. Well, hey, Troy, I won't take up any more of your time. I know you don't do this kind of thing often, so I do appreciate you and your team reaching out to the Post Gazette to shine a light on this. And is there anything else you want to discuss about the Neighborhood Resiliency Project or the Resilience Bowl before I let you get back to it, man?
No. Well, first of all, thank you. I really appreciate anytime you want to do a long video interview, let me know.
All right.
As in not a podcast.
Sounds right? Good, Troy.
No, but no, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I think what's
That's
really
not a podcast
is that. Yeah, I think what's really important is that the event is a celebration of community and what a resilient community and what resilient minds. Brilliant minds in a resilient community can come together and do, and why this ecosystem is important to be emulated in different micro communities around Pittsburgh as well. So, thank you so much for allowing me to speak about the things that my wife and I are really passionate about lately as well.
Sure thing. Well, we will do our best to get out there and cover it. So we'll see you. In person at the Resilience Bowl, May 21st, Acrisure Stadium. Stay tuned to more information on that from the Post-Gazette. Thanks again to Troy Polamalu for joining us here on the Post-Gazette's YouTube.
Thank you for checking out this content from Post-Gazette Sports. If you watch this video on YouTube, please like the video and subscribe to our channel. For all of the sports coverage the Post-Gazette has to offer, visit post-gazette.com.